Maine police officers and sheriff's deputies could soon be required to receive special training to respond to mental health crises. A bill sponsored by Republican Representative Richard Malaby would mandate that 20% of Maine law enforcement officers have crisis intervention training. Mental health advocates say the training's critical for de-escalating tense situations and preventing tragedies. But as Patty White reports, at least one law enforcement group is opposed to the bill.
Nancy, a mother from southern Maine who doesn't want to use her last name, has an adult son with mental illness. She remembers the first time she called police because he was in crisis. It was about 10 years ago. She says he was delusional and using threatening language, and she called to help get him to treatment. But instead, she says, police threatened to punish him.
To come up in his face and say, knock it off, or I'm going to haul you in, or to say to parents, do you want to press charges on him, is not productive at all. It's harmful. It doesn't give him a good message, and it doesn't make any headway in changing things.
Since that experience, Nancy says she's learned more about the recommended do's and don'ts in asking for help in a crisis. One of the do's is to always ask for a crisis intervention or CIT-trained police officer.
I think one of the biggest things that comes with officers that are trained is they get much better skilled at how to de-escalate rather than escalate a situation.
And that's the motivation, supporters say, for a proposal to require 20% of law enforcement officers in police and sheriff's departments to complete a 40-hour CIT training course.
You know, around the rest of the country, we're talking about individuals being shot due to race. In Maine, we feel like people with mental illness are being shot at higher rates than is acceptable.
Jenna Maynard is executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine, or NAMI. In December, a suicidal York woman was killed by police after she pointed a gun at them. In February, a Smyrna man who was suicidal was shot and killed by police.
Our concern is, how do we create a floor for those families that call us and say, I have an adult child with mental illness. I have to call the police often. I've talked to my police chief or my sheriff, and they tell me they won't send anyone to CIT, but I watch how they interact with my son, and I can tell you they need to do it differently and better, but nobody will listen to me.
The president of the Maine Chiefs of Police Association, Robert Schwartz, says he supports CIT training, but he doesn't support the bill.
It's certainly an unfunded mandate, and many police departments cannot afford this.
NAMI provides the CIT training for free, but Schwartz says the requirement would still take officers away from their jobs for an entire week.
So you pay them for the school, which is fine, but then you got to backfill his or her position at time and a half. So it's certainly a big cost factor to some police departments, particularly the smaller ones.
The president of the Maine Sheriff's Association, Joel Mary, on the other hand, supports the bill.
This is important. The CIT training, I believe it should be a stronger component as part of the basic training.
One 35-year veteran of law enforcement says he now wishes he'd been given CIT training years ago. Monmouth patrolman Mike Parshall says he just completed the program in February and says it dramatically changed his approach to his job.
What it did is it focused a lot of problems that I've been seeing in my career into one common theme. And that was mental health.
Parshall says he's already put his training to good use. Earlier this month, he responded to a call about a man acting suspiciously at a convenience store. Parshall says the man showed signs of mental illness but drove away from the store. Parshall and another officer followed the man to his residence, where he became aggressive, lighting a fire and coming after them with a broken light bulb. Parshall unsuccessfully tried to tase the man. This is the moment, he says, when the situation could typically escalate. But Parshall says he made a different decision.
Rather than escalate it and possibly harm him further or police officers getting harmed, I decided that it would be in the best interest that should regroup, do a retreat, and try to get crisis counseling there and family members to try to get him into the hospital.
His strategy worked. When Parshall and others returned later, the man ultimately agreed to be taken to a hospital.
It was like a huge wake-up call. I am very, very glad that my chief sent me to this training, and it possibly saved this individual's life and my life.
A public hearing on whether to increase crisis intervention training is scheduled for Wednesday, April 1st at the State House. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.